do you guys ever get to perform together?
Yeah, actually, you know, we just had something really special happen last week, last Tuesday night. The ACMs had their ACM Honors Award, and they presented Keith with the Pioneer Award and asked Jesse and I to perform Till a Tear Becomes a Rose. And so we were very excited about it. Jesse came out and just nailed the song with me, and he got a standing ovation. And
we nailed it. We got a standing ovation.
Lori Morgan, Jesse Keith Whitley.
On the road with me, which I love when he goes out on the road with me, but he's had his own schedule lately, and so have I, and so there we are.
Now, Lori, you've got a new CD called Dos Divas. About a month ago, I think it was released, and you got to record with another second-generation country artist, Pam Tillis.
I did. Did
you guys hang out together when you were kids?
No. You know, we passed each other in the hallways. I didn't know who Pam was, and I mean, I knew who she was after she had a first couple records, you know, but no, we didn't know each other at all until we started touring together in 96. We did the craft tour with Carlene Carter, but we were all on our separate buses and didn't really, you know, we didn't really hook up. We would just kind of meet on stage and go our separate ways at night and go to the next gig. And this particular tour, Pam and I both got together and talked about doing it acoustically, and we just, the more we're out there, the better friends we've become, and just having a really good time, you know, being able to relate to another female, and we have a lot in common, so we're really good friends.
Now, girl, what were you thinking? All that howling and a drinking. I know what you did last night. Twirling across the floor like I never seen before. I know what you did last night. Causing quite a scene in your cowgirl boots. Believe me, it was quite a sight. I could get in trouble hanging out with you. I know what you did last night.
That girl, you ought to know you got nothing on me. I know what you did last night. Strutting your stuff for all the world to see. I know what you did last night. That was you on the bar with a Cuban cigar. You almost got us in a big fight. Girl, you ought to really be ashamed of yourself. I know what you did last night. I was there when you did it. No matter what you do, girl, you're never gonna live it down. What about that boy you were coming on to? I know what you did last night. You had the whole band making eyes at you. I know what you did last night. At least it didn't spill a whole pitcher of beer. At least I was standing upright. Well, I'm not the only one. I know what you did. Oh, oh, you were the one. No, it was you having too much fun. Don't you worry, I ain't telling no one. I know what you did, I was there when you did it. No matter what you do, girl, you're never gonna live it down. Girl, what were you thinking? All the howling and the drinking. I know what you did last night. Don't be acting naive. You were crazier than me. I know what you did last night. Girl, we must have been three sheets to the wind. Lit up like a neon light. I don't think I should go out for you again. Again. I know what you did last night. I know what you did last night.
How did the record come about?
You know, it was fan requested. People would come. People would come through the lines at night and go, "Okay, so where's the album together?" And finally, after about a year, we were like, "Yeah, where's the album?" So we decided it's something that, you know, they wanted. So that's how it came about.
That's great. Well, tell me, who's Grits and who's Glamour?
We fight about that a lot, trust me.
I think you're both pretty glamorous. I don't know about the Grits, but I think you're both pretty glamorous.
Well, thank you.
You have solos and duets on this record. I think it's about half solo and half duet. Which are the more fun to do?
Well, they're equal. When you find somebody you can really sing with, that, you know, their voice matches yours, and Pam's such a soprano and I'm so alto, it's easy to sing with Pam. I always know to take the low part. That's my gig. That's what I do. I take the low part every time. So that's fun. And then, you know, of course we have our ballads and our up-tempo things we like to kind of turn loose on. But the duets are fun, too. It's all fun.
I tried to fix Charlie. He loved to roll those dice. And I married Sammy. I almost married him twice. I like to think I'm rational. I'll never do it again. Somebody calls me baby. And here we go again. What was I thinking? I got no excuse. Oh, I must have been drinking, Pam.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Or had a screw come loose. Sometimes my head gets drowned now when my heart talks. I get the sinking feeling. I wasn't thinking at all. I had to have those boots.
Oh, but they look so good.
I had to have that purse.
They match so nice.
Till you get those bills. And oh man, it hurts.
Ouch.
Now I know what they mean by easy come, easy go. I traded early retirement for life on the road. Looking at old photographs, I'm just appalled. I thought it was Madonna, leg warmers and all.
Thought you were too.
Just look at that car,
little frizzy.
And look at that dress. Thought I was so cool, Pam.
Yeah.
But I was one hot mess. Sometimes my head gets drowned when my heart talks. I get the sinking feeling I wasn't thinking at all.
The most honest we've ever been about it.
I ain't scared, are you?
No, we might as well tell the truth at this point in our careers.
Yeah, can't hurt. I was just thinking.
That you weren't thinking. Well, maybe I might reconsider a few things, I'll admit it.
I might reconsider quite a few things.
But it was fun.
It was fun. I wouldn't trade it for nothing. I'm lying.
You can overthink it, Lori.
Can you overdrink it, Pam?
I don't think so.
Oh, I can't.
You know, if you get any more off your chest, you're not going to have any chest left.
I don't think we got to worry about that, Pam.
Woo-hoo. Oh, you weren't thinking, just weren't thinking.
I was drinking, just drinking.
I get the sinking feeling.
Or drinking too.
Maybe. Well, you know, you are blonde at heart.
By the way, who's Charlie?
Yeah, well, if you have any of our listeners or readers, you haven't heard this record, it's Dos Divas, and it's Pam Tillis and our guest Lori Morgan, and it's just wonderful. You have a new single that you're playing on the road. Tell what's your latest project, Jesse?
The latest single that's out right now is Where Would I Be, and I wrote that about 8 years ago with John Randall, and you know, he's done a lot of stuff with Dierks Bentley and wrote Whiskey Lullaby that Brad Paisley and Alison Krauss did, and it's a great song, but right now we're kind of in the process of writing a new album, and I got two songs finished right now that we're working on, and a buddy of mine wrote a song a few years ago, and I heard it, and I said, "Man, you got to let me cut this song," and he said, "No." I said, "What?"
No.
He said, "Eric." Oh. I said, "You got to let me cut it," and he kept saying no and kept saying no. Well, we finally did a show together. And I told the band, I said, "We're going to do this song." So we did the song, and after we did the song, he said, "Man, please cut it."
That's
so
okay.
We did, and it's great. It's called Southern Man, and hopefully we'll have it on iTunes here in just a few weeks. So we're looking forward to that.
City is a far cry from home. And even on this crowded subway, I still feel alone. There's always a big brown cloud hanging in the sky. Lord, it makes the soul of a Southern man wanna lay down and die. Yourself on these fast moving streets. It ain't hard for trouble to find you in a town that never sleeps. I guess it took being gone to finally make me understand. Tired of running from myself, tired of running where I come from. Sick of people trying to tell me who I am. I'm going back. I'd rather see the stars on the water where the catfish used to bite. So I'll try and catch the next plane as fast as I can. Pray to God they got one more seat. Yeah, for this here Southern man, I'm going back.
It didn't hardly drop on me at all, but man, I like the cannons. I like to feel like I'm, you know, shooting a 50 cal.
Yeah.
I like the kick and the power of it, you know.
Is it tough being in a business that your mother, father, grandfather were so, you know, or have been so successful in? Is it an advantage or a disadvantage?
Man, you know, sometimes it can be an advantage, but, you know, I don't look at it as an advantage or a disadvantage. I just kind of look at it as, you know, this is just a test, you know, because of them, you know, they're all so great, you know, and it's, you know, you just got to let them know that you're making your own mark in the business and not, you know, and not trying to be somebody you're not. And, you know, I have my music to offer too. And, you know, but I do a lot of dad stuff. And I wish I could say I did some of mom stuff, but I just don't think it would fit right in my set.
You mean you don't do something in red? I'm ashamed.
Yeah, I'm ashamed.
Hey, I'm not kidding. I would love to do that if it would work.
Daddy's daddy ran a moonshine still in a holler in the alien camping hills. He sold his whiskey from the back of his car, Kentucky Thunder in a mason jar. He said it had a mind like a copperhead snake. The sky would tremble and the earth would shake, and left to feel it spellbound by the wonder. Kentucky Thunder, let it rain. Kentucky Thunder, it's a powerful thing. Daddy was a hellfire preacher man. Sins of his father kind of forced his hands. And all the words that the prophets wrote turned to thunder coming out of his throat. Sunday morning when the Spirit called, he packed that little church wall to wall. We trembled from the spell. He had us under Kentucky Thunder. Let the angels sing Kentucky Thunder. It's a powerful thing. Country songs in concert halls and honky tonks. The music that comes out of me turns to thunder naturally. I sing a song about a preacher man, the moonshine still granddaddy had, the storms of life in the sky. Let the music ring, Kentucky Thunder. It's a powerful thing, Kentucky Thunder. Let it ring, Kentucky Thunder. It's a powerful thing, yeah.
I can tell you a story. I remember one morning we went deer hunting. It was just me and mom, and it was muzzleloader season here, and it was cold. And I remember getting up in the stand, and we were sitting in the stand, and I remember mom looking over at me, and she said, "Oh my God, your eyelashes have icicles hanging off of them."
Welcome to hunting is good. Yeah, welcome to hunting. That's funny.
We didn't shoot anything that day either.
Yeah. No, but we had a coyote come in on us, but I never got to shoot him. But
yeah, Jesse, with two parents, mega successful performers. Your grandfather, obviously, well-loved singer. Did you ever think of doing anything but getting in the family business?
Yeah, you know, for a while I didn't want to do music for a while, but and then I don't really know what kind of sparked it. I don't know, maybe Mom can, but I can't really hit it on the head of what you know made me realize that that's what I want to do. And but I wouldn't have it any other way, that's for sure.
He tried his hand in a lot of things. He wanted to be in law, and then he wanted to be you know, like a professional bike rider.
Motocross.
Motocross, yeah, thank you. And so he had a lot of things that he tried out first, and then finally one day he just said, I've decided I want to be a singer. I said, okay.
Lamy's got the letters I've wrote, my picture in a frame. She's had a year to let go, she's still wearing my ring. It hasn't left a finger since the night that I proposed, when I promised her forever before I took her home. But I never made it home that night. A part of her died too. I've watched her losing her mind, and there's nothing I can do. Sometimes she goes crazy, screaming out my name, saying, baby, please come save me. I wish she knew I'd do anything to kiss the tears right off. She's alright. She knows I'll always be there, in her heart and in her dreams. God, I promised her forever, and that's one promise I intend to keep. And kiss the tears right off her face. Tell her everything's okay. Feel her heart beating next to mine. Make up for lost time. Oh, but God, I know I can't. But you can't let her live this way. It's too late for saving me, but there's still hope to save it. Oh, yeah. Save it. Kiss the tears right off her face when I walk her through these gates. Feel her heart beating next to mine and make up for lost time. God, I thank you every day for giving her that ounce of faith to let her right back hear me. The most of all, saving Amy.
Now,
Hey, this is Jesse Keith Whitley, and you're listening to Outpost Radio, music and news for the great outdoors.